Estevan. The Sunflower Network and Elephant Ears Emporium held a joint fundraiser, spreading kindness and raising money to keep helping Ukrainian families, expelled by the Russian war, to come and settle in Estevan. The event took place at the Downtown Business Association's latest night market on Thursday. Sofia and Olena Dotsenko, whose family arrived in Canada a few weeks ago with the help of Estevan Sunflower Network, were serving tacos in a bag and were also selling beautiful paintings made by Sofia in an effort to support the organization that extended their hand when they needed it the most. Estevan Sunflower really helped us. They helped us rent a place and furnished it. They provided a lot of groceries for the first time. They helped with the document. Members drove us around, and we got all the paperwork done in one day. And when you don't have a vehicle, it really matters, said Olena. They also helped us with online paperwork for the government support, health cards and banking. They also helped with finding jobs. They helped to get the kids enrolled with the school, care about us and always ask how things are. I don't how we'd do without them. For Ukrainians it's a huge help, and we are very grateful for it. Now I'm trying to help them as much as I can to thank them for everything they've done for us. Valerie and Brian Crossman, as well as Corey Casemore with the Sunflower Network, were also on site serving the community. Elephant Ears Emporium joined the network for their second fundraiser and donated all proceeds from cinnamon and sugar elephant ears, which were the only item on the menu that night, to the network. Casemore said the Estevan Sunflower Network was able to help five families come and resettle in the Energy City so far. But there were others helping with the initiative and cumulatively within the group, they've helped eight families over the summer. Brian Crossman said there was a lot of support from the community, but they always could use more help, especially financial, as it takes a lot to assist families with even the basic needs. He noted that people were also donating furniture and household items, which has been really helpful. We would like to send a big thank you and show our community how many amazing people we have, said Alex Shalapaka with Estevan Sunflower Network. Olena, whose family came from Kherson, occupied by Russian troops, said they are gradually settling down and are very grateful for all the help Sunflower provided. She and her husband already found some jobs, but being experienced truck drivers, they hope to be able to eventually join the industry and help Saskatchewan fill in the gaps in this essential workforce. The Estevan Sunflower is now preparing for their big fundraising buffet supper slated for October 22 at the Royal Canadian Legion Estevan's branch, with doors opening at 5 p.m. We are excited to raise funds for Ukrainian families arriving to our community, said the organization on the event Facebook page. This organization is made up of a group of business, community and family leaders who have come together to contribute their gifts to mitigate, even in a small way, the humanitarian crisis created by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The buffet will offer a traditional Ukrainian meal, followed by Rihaina's ethnic Polish, Ukrainian folk dance group performing. Tickets are $35 and are available through the fundraiser Buffet Supper, Estevan Sunflower Facebook page or through Estevan Sunflower Network members.